Jake Gyllenhaal is Dalton, an ex-UFC fighter whose new gig at a Florida Keys roadhouse turns out to be more than it seems. In an adrenaline-fueled reimagining of the 80s cult classic, Roadhouse, streaming now on Prime Video. Hey gamers, Jake Barras here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Toys for Bob, developers of the most recent Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon releases, have reportedly entered into a partnership agreement with Microsoft after the studio split from Activision earlier this year. Sources familiar with the matter have claimed that Xbox content leader Matt Booty told employees that agreements had been made between the two, and that Toys for Bob's next project would be something along the lines of what it's produced in the past. With Dragon's Dogma 2 finally launched and players around the world setting out on their journeys, Capcom has emerged to address a number of issues that folks are having with the game, and created a list of planned updates it's working on to alleviate at least some of them. The list includes some general bug fixes across platforms, but also speaks to some more specific wants from players, like changes to how save data is handled, a greater supply of character-altering items, and graphical toggles on console that will allow players to turn off ray tracing or turn on a 30fps cap to frame rates. After it was accidentally uploaded to the PlayStation Store early and subsequently pulled, PlayStation and ShiftUp have revealed that the playable demo for Stellar Blade is now set to officially launch this week on March 30th at 1 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. The demo will allow players to sample the game's tutorial and first stage, and will include the game's first boss fight, with save progress carrying over to the full game when it launches on April 26th. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.